My most humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. River elders, my dear Sai brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all. A very happy new year, Sal Mubarak, Nutan Varshabhinandan to all my Gujarati brothers and sisters all over the world. Bhagwan, in his new year message in 1991, gave clear direction. Sanctify the new year by engaging yourself in pure, selfless and enabling activities. He advised, as far as possible, avoid causing harm or pain to others. As you sow, so you reap. Whenever you feel disturbed by sense of anger, envy, pride, jealousy and the like, be alert and resort to the contemplation of the Lord. This year, come, let's follow our Lord's divine message and celebrate every moment as a new year. Today is 20th October, which has been a landmark event in Swami's life. It is on this historically significant day in the year 1940 that our young Satyanarayan Raju revealed to the world his divine identity, that he is Sai, and the glorious mission on which he has come. This new year has become a more special as it is clubbed with our Bhagwan's Divine Declaration Day. Swami, our heartfelt gratitude for allowing us to perform the culture program on this day. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our most beloved and revered Swami. Today the Gujaratis are all over the globe are celebrating their new year. So Sal Mubarak to all the Gujaratis. May Swami bless you all with good health and happiness, peace and prosperity, love and laughter all year through. Having said that, a question has been nagging me for quite some time. Why do we celebrate New Year every year? So I googled for what our Bhagwan had to say on New Year Day. And this message of his inspired me the most, and I quote, Prema Swarupalara, embodiments of love. Today, everybody is enthusiastic about New Year's Day. It is one's foolishness to single out a particular day in a year and celebrate that day with great joy. For a true devotee, every day is a festival day. Therefore, it is essential that we consider every minute of every day as new and celebrate it with great joy. In fact, every day is a New Year's Day. The youth sisters of Gujarat are here to present a very loving and beautiful song for the one who is love himself. Ye safar hai pyar ke. Come, let's sail along with them on the journey of love.
Oh.
हे साई मां, अंत तक हमारे साथ ऐसे ही साथ बनाए रखना. थैंक यू सिस्टर्स फॉर दैट ब्यूटिफुल सॉन्ग. हैंड्स दैट हेल्प आर होलियर देन द लिप्स दैट प्रे. हेल्प एवर, हर्ट नेवर. वी कीप सेइंग दिस कोट्स क्वाइट ऑफन, बट डू वी रियली अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट दे मीन? Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the Kali Yuga avatar, verily conveyed the meaning of the true selfless service, not only in words, but through actions, all through his physical presence of 85 long years on this earth. And he continues his seva through his devotees, even after his Mahasamadhi. Swami has said, service is the highest spiritual discipline. Prayer and meditation or knowledge of scriptures and Vedanta cannot help you to reach the goal as quickly as service can. Service has a double effect. It extinguishes the ego and gives bliss. Divine guidance is always at the side of the giver. Yes, I will give to those who give of themselves untold joy and bliss. And what is more, I will lead them by the hand along with those petal-strewn path of eternal joy. The youth group from Valsad, Gujarat are here to present a play which conveys vividly the true meaning of selfless service and also how the Lord repays his dedicated devotees. The play is to reiterate the importance of selfless service and to motivate and inspire us all to take to this easy path that would lead us undoubtedly to the portals of heaven.
The glory of our beloved Swami is unmatched. Looking at the magnificent projects that he has undertaken, all we can do is to look with awe and wonder. This legacy of humanitarian services and love has been passed on by our Lord to us. While we firmly believe that with Swami anything is possible, from time to time we face self-doubt and wonder if the good activity we have resolved to do will happen or not. At such times, his physical form would provide solace and assurance. But now, when the infinite has dissolved into eternity, in the absence of his physical voice, where do we turn to? How will he manifest? Let's find out the answers to these questions through the youth members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva Samiti in Gujarat. The 91st birthday celebrations are just a month away, and the youth members of the Samiti have sprung into actions to organize the various programs.
Beta Jivin, when the devotees finish their salutations, give Swami's vibhuti to all. Give others first, then take for yourself.
Ji Papa, I will take last only. First Swami, next others, and last myself.
Wah Jignesh Bhai, your son Jivin is truly dedicated to Swami, just like his name. At such a young age, he has such devotion and complete adherence to Swami's message.
True, Ali Bhai. Sometimes I wonder whether to teach him or learn from him. Ali Bhai, looks like the Sevadal volunteers meeting is about to begin.
Sairam brothers, the 91st birthday celebrations of our beloved Bhagwan are upon us. Like every year, this year too, we must celebrate it grandly. Any suggestions or ideas are welcome.
Uttam Bhai, the last year being the 90th year of our Lord's advent, we had celebrated it very grandly. This year, due to practical issues, I propose that we do it in a simple manner. Let's have all the programs as usual. Bhajans, Nagar Sankirtan, cake cutting. Let's drop the Mahanarayan Seva.
My brother Lakshman, sorry to interrupt, but I would like to make a point. Narayan Seva is not just about feeding the poor for a day. It's also for providing assurance that just like this day, God will always satisfy your hunger. Food is the greatest offering. It's one thing that provides complete satisfaction. Once the stomach is full, you don't even crave for an extra morsel.
Jignesh Bhai, you know our current situation. Sustaining our usual activities itself is so difficult. I feel it's better to do nothing than doing it in a half-baked manner. Let us not burden ourselves with impossible tasks.
Brother, our organization has always taken up impossible tasks. None of the projects and deadlines set by Swami seemed feasible to the world, but they happened. As torchbearers of His will, we must not shirk away from the impossible. I will volunteer to lead the Mahanarayan Seva effort. I just need your support, brothers, and rest will happen as per Swami's will.
While the preparations of Mahanarayan Seva was going on at full swing, the Lord, subtly and silently, was working on His own miracle. Let us witness the next meeting of the youth leaders.
Jignesh Bhai, I have taken the necessary permissions to conduct the Mahanarayan Seva in the nearby government stadium. The local authorities have assured their full support. As we speak, Uttam Bhai is negotiating with caterers.
Bahut badhiya Ali Bhai. See, Swami is taking care of everything.
Jignesh Bhai, we have to arrange for the protective tent to house the people for lunch. I know a supplier who will provide it for a reasonable cost.
You know best, Lakshman Bhai. Please go ahead. Swami is already showing us the way.
True, very true. Though there are quite some challenges, seeing the enthusiastic participation of our younger brothers, I am sure everything will fall in place.
Talking of enthusiastic young brothers, I still remember a dynamic youth from a few years back, Chinmay. What energy! He used to single-handedly take care of the logistics of our Bharti Yatras.
Oh, Chinmay, I know him very well. He lives nearby only. For what reason, I'm not sure. But he stopped participating in organizational activities quite some time back.
Is that so? The poor soul must have been going through some tough times. Why don't you call him here? Let's talk to him and help him in whatever way we can.
Sairam brothers, Sairam bhaiya, how are you?
First tell me, how are you, Chinmay bhai? You don't look well to me at all. You have lost a lot of weight and you look miserable.
What can I say, Jignesh bhai? From the moment Swami left His physical form, happiness left my world. I struggled to pass my MBA. My father is retired and his pension is barely sufficient to run the house. For the past 5 years, I have been searching for a job. I sent my resume to hundreds of companies, but there has been no response. I am alone and have become an orphan after Swami left me.
What is this, Chinmay? With all your brothers around you, how can you feel orphaned? Why have you stopped participating in Samiti activities?
Jignesh bhai, whenever I was in trouble, I used to rush to Bharti. The beautiful darshan of the Lord, the soothing feeling of sparshan and the inspiring sambhashan used to rejuvenate me. Now, with no darshan, sparshan and sambhashan to heal me, I crumble under my misery. I feel so disconnected and disillusioned.
Chinmay bhai, pardon me, but as your elder brother, let me take liberty in asking you this. You said you have lost the connect. But what have you done to reconnect?
With Swami gone, there was nothing I could do. I just moved on.
There lies your mistake, Chinmay bhai. You are not supposed to move on, but move ahead. Move ahead on His mission. Move ahead on the path that He has shown. Move ahead to experience the next level of darshan.
Next level of darshan? Can you please elaborate, brother?
Sure. Let's go back to the holy presence of the Dwarka Mai, to the time of the previous avatar, Shirdi Sai Baba.
कोटि प्रणाम हे साईनाथ महाराज.
कम कम डियर चाइल्ड, द्वारका माई हैज अ प्लेस फॉर एवरीवन. कम टेक द ब्लेसिंग्स एंड बी हैप्पी.
बाबा आई हैव अ स्मॉल रिक्वेस्ट, यू शुडंट से नो.
व्हाई व्हाई वुड आई से नो टू माई डियर डिवोटी? आस्क एंड इट शैल बी गिवन.
बाबा बाबा आई विश डेट यू कम ब्लेस माई होम एंड पार्टेक लंच विद माई फैमिली.
ओ दैट्स ऑल, आई विल डेफिनेटली कम. इन फैक्ट आई विल स्किप माई ब्रेकफास्ट सो दैट आई कैन एंजॉय द टेस्टी फूड प्रिपेयर एट योर होम.
बाबा आई एम सो ऑनर्ड एंड डिलाइटेड, आई नेवर थॉट यू विल अग्री सो इजिली. प्लीज परमिट मी टू गो होम एंड मेक माई अरेंजमेंट.
एंड दस The devotee was elated and rushed to his home to make all the arrangements.
Baba, I am very hungry. Let me have my lunch.
No, beta. Shirdi Sai Baba is specially coming to our home to have lunch with us. Bear the hunger a little.
Holy sir, please spare a few morsel of food for this poor soul. It has been days since I had a proper meal.
An important guest will be arriving any moment to my house, so I am very busy. Come after an hour or so, we'll see.
Hours passed by, but there was no sign of Baba coming to the house. Hurt and feeling betrayed, the devotee rushed to Dwarka Mai.
Baba, Baba, you have cheated me. You have broken your word. I waited for you so long and you did not turn up at all.
Hey, Shaitan, I never break my word. I came to you. Not once, but I came twice. But both the times you sent me away. You make mistakes and you put the blame on me.
Baba, I was at my house all along, waiting for you. I never saw you at all.
All drama. Luckily, this fellow fed me very well.
But Baba, I don't remember feeding you at all.
Everyone seems to have memory loss today. Do you remember? Your son came to you for lunch, followed by a beggar. But you sent them away with hunger, right? And you, haven't you fed that hungry dog a piece of bread on your way to the mandir? Who do you think resides in all these beings? Whose hunger is satisfied when fed with love? It's all me. I exist in all the beings. Don't be deluded into thinking that this form is confined just to Shirdi. I exist in all forms and beings. All offering made with love reach to me. Hence, treat every being with kindness and love.
Baba, forgive me. Forgive me, Baba. Even after being your devotee for so long, I miss this simple point and fail to recognize you.
My dear child, one day you will no longer use your eyes to see this form of mine. I am preparing you all for that. Use your eyes instead to see me in everyone. Selfless service will bring you nearer and dearer to me. Then, wherever you are, you will always feel my presence. Allah Malik.
Thank you.
Chinmay Bhai, you said you miss the darshan, sparshan and sambhashan of Swami. Have darshan of Swami in every person you serve. Experience the loving touch of gratitude He bestows. That is sparshan. Converse kindly with Him, for it is none other than Swami who is having a sambhashan with you.
Jignesh Bhai, I never thought of it that way. I was so taken with the physical absence that I forgot His omnipresence. That is why, maybe Swami is punishing me with my situation.
No, brother. Swami is the loving mother. Bhagwan humse sirf pyar karte hain, vyapar nahi karte. His is pure love that gives and forgives. What you are going through is your karma that is being burnt away. It is a drama that is meant to bring you back onto the path of sadhana.
I will definitely do my bit of service in whatever way I can.
Please do that bit together with us as part of the organization. Swami is definitely happy with the individual contribution, but He is more happy with the collective contribution. Do His work and He will do your work.
Jignesh Bhai, after a long time, I feel at peace. Thank you. Please be with me and guide me like my elder brother.
Whether I am there or anyone else is there, His work will go on. We all can come and go, but He is permanent. We are inseparable and we don't exist without Him. Pray that He be there with you always. Bolo Jai Jai Kar ki, Swami rahe hamare saath.
Kya kabhi ambar se surya bichadta hai? Kya kabhi bin baati deepak jalta hai? Kya kabhi ambar se surya bichadta hai? Kya kabhi bin baati deepak jalta hai? Kaisi hai ye anhoni har aankh hui rang chhod gaya jo tu.
Tena saath hamara. Be with me, Swami. I leave my future in your hands. I lay my resume at your lotus feet. You know best. Let your will shape my destiny.
Inspired by Jignesh Bhai, Chinmay surrendered to Swami completely and started taking part in seva activities of the Samiti. He rediscovered the joy of working together. It is just a week for Bhagwan's birthday and the organizing committee is extremely tensed about the upcoming Narayan Seva.
Only 1 week is remaining for Swami's birthday and we have a major crisis in Narayan Seva. Uttam Bhai, please share the issue with others also.
Brothers, I had found a caterer through a mutual friend who promised to deliver at a much discounted price. But recently, they have got a very big contract and are backing from their commitment.
Our entire Seva is hanging by the balance. What will we do? How do we salvage the situation?
Ali Bhai, whatever it is, we are all behind Jignesh Bhai. If we have to cancel, we will cancel. We have made a good effort and Swami will be happy for that.
But brothers, we have already given intimation to the surrounding villages regarding the upcoming Mahanarayan Seva. We cannot back out now. They will be very disappointed.
I think Jignesh Bhai can guide us. He took the initiative for this program. Bhai, what do you think we must do?
Brothers, at this point we can do nothing but pray and surrender. We still have 7 days. Anything can happen. Let's be patient. Chinmay Bhai, can you please come? I need to have a word.
Jignesh Bhai, please think of something. I am in total confusion and panic. We don't have sufficient funds to organize the catering at market price. We cannot go door-to-door campaigning and seeking additional funds for this program. This is against Swami's command and out of question. What do we do?
My Antaryami Swami has a plan. He will never let his children go hungry. Help will arrive real soon. Let's surrender at his feet and re-proclaim that we are his. The inner and outer voices are always the same. Come, brothers, let's voice our belongingness to him through our prayer.
Jignesh Bhai, as requested, I have brought your relationship manager from bank.
Oh yes, thanks Chinmay. Excuse me brothers, I need to take this meeting. I will join you in 10 minutes.
Sir, as you requested, I have brought the loan application. Your house mortgage is also approved. As your well-wisher, let me caution you, this is your third mortgage. Please reconsider your decision.
Jignesh Bhai, why are you taking a mortgage? As far as I know, you have a quite high paying job.
Swami has given enough for my family. But to serve my extended family, he is inspiring me to do some sacrifice and accumulate some good karma. Money will come and go, but the goodwill we attain will remain.
Don't tell me. You are putting your house on pledge for getting the Mahanarayan Seva done? Jignesh Bhai, this is foolish. When your family really needs money, what will you do? Let me inform other brothers. At least, they will dissuade you.
Chinmay Bhai, if you have even a little respect towards me, please don't tell anyone. As Swami says, the left hand should never know what the right hand had given. When I have Swami Narayana, who has Lakshmi always on his side, why do I have to worry? Everything I have is Swami's. So I am just giving what is rightfully His.
Your faith and sacrifice is exemplary. All of us youth must learn from you. I pray that Swami blesses you. Even if reluctantly, let me stand by your side to witness this silent act of sacrifice.
Excuse me, is this a Shirdi Sai Mandir?
This is a place of worship for all faiths. But yes, we worship Shirdi Sai also here.
Excuse me, sirs. Pardon me for intruding in your private function. But I have to tell you something very important.
No problem, sir. Please go ahead.
My name is Gokul Das. For generations, my family members have been ardent devotees of Shirdi Baba. By Baba's grace, we have established a successful catering business. This year happens to be my father's 60th birthday. He wanted that, instead of the usual party and celebration, poor feeding be organized. As I was contemplating on what to do, yesterday night, Baba came to my dream. He urged me to organize the poor feeding at his temple near my house. I asked him which temple I should organize. He told me to go to the pink temple near my house and promised that he will give me a surprise there. This is the only pink structure around my place, and out of curiosity, I entered here.
Sir, but how are you so sure that this is the right temple?
That's the best part. My business has grown very big and I needed an efficient manager. The past three managers I hired turned out to be crooks who were swindling money. I was praying to Baba for the right person, and as I enter this place, I find the resume which is the exact match for my requirements. Probably this is the grand surprise which Baba has planned for me. Now, can you please guide me to this person named Chinmay?
This is the boy Baba has chosen for you. All of us here vouch for his sincerity and honesty. His marks may not be high, but he will surely leave a positive mark on your organization.
Of course, nothing less expected from the person Baba showed me. Please entertain another request of mine. Kindly help me in arranging the poor feeding too for my father's 60th birthday, which happens to fall on 23rd November. Leave the financial matters and catering to me. Just help me in other logistics.
Swami, just when we think that we have seen it all, you continue to surprise and amaze us. While we are wondering how we can organize this function, you show signs to remind us that we are just mere instruments and that you do everything. Even before the problem arose, you have thought of the solution.
Swami, when some of us are deluded by your physical absence and wander away, you show your omnipresence and bring us back into the fold.
And finally, you have shown that the true Prashanti Nilayam that you reside is our Hridaya Vrindavan, the inner voice, the Antaryami Sai. Your form has gone, but as the Antaryami Sai, you continue the mission through us. Brothers, let us all tune to the Antaryami Sai and become the instruments in his mission. That is the true gratitude we can pay for all he has done. Let us come together and grow together. Take the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization and its mission forward. And one day, dear brothers, one day we can ourselves be truly his. For our lives will become his message.
तुमने छोड़ा है कब साथ मेरा, था मैं हो आज भी हाथ मेरा, कोई मंजिल कोई रह गुजर हो, आज भी तुम मेरे हम सफर हो, जाओ चाहे जहां तुम वही हो, हो दुनिया कहे तुम नहीं हो, तुम नहीं हो, तुम नहीं हो, के हवाओं में तुम हो, रंग बन के फिजाओं गणेश पार्वती तनया गौरी गणेश पार्वती तनया लंबोदरा गणनाथ गणेश लंबोदरा गणनाथ गणेश गौरी गणेश पार्वती तनया सिद्धि विनायक सिद्धेश्वर तू सिद्धि विनायक सिद्धेश्वर तू
ಅಷ್ಟ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ತೂ ಅಷ್ಟ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ತೂ ಅಷ್ಟ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ತೂ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ತನಯ ಲಂಬೋದರ ಗಣನಾಥ ಗಣೇಶ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ತನಯ ಸಿದ್ಧಿ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಸಿದ್ಧೇಶ್ವರ ತೂ ಅಷ್ಟ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ತೂ ಅಷ್ಟ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರ ತೂ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣೇಶ ವಿನಾಯಕ ಗೌರಿ ಗಣೇಶ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ತನಯ
ಸೈ ರಾಮ ಸೈ ರಾಮ ಘನಶ್ಯಾಮ ಭಗವಾನ್ ತುಮ್ಹಾರಾ ಕೋಯಿ ನಹಿ ರಖವಾಲೆ
ತುಮ ಬಿನ ಕೋಯಿ ನಹಿ ರಖವಾಲೆ
ತುಮ ಬಿನ ಕೋಯಿ ನಹಿ ರಖವಾಲೆ ತುಮ ಬಿನ ಕೋಯಿ ನಹಿ ಆಪ ಸಂಭಾಲೆ ಬಿನ ಕೋಯಿ ನಹಿ ಆಪ ಸಂಭಾಲೆ ತುಮ ಬಿನ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕೋಯಿ ನಹಿ ದೇನೆ ವಾಲೆ ತುಮ ಬಿನ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಕೋಯಿ ನಹಿ ದೇನೆ ವಾಲೆ ಬಗ तुम बिन कोई नहीं रखवाले, तुम बिन कोई नहीं आपा संभाले, तुम बिन प्रेम कोई नहीं देने वाले, तुम हो मेरे आत्मा राम बाबा भगवान तुम्हारा नाम, साईं राम तुम्हारा नाम, साईं राम घनश्याम भगवान तुम्हारा नाम।
Jai Jai Janani Sai Janani Amma ಅಂಬೆ ಭವಾನಿ ಮಾ ಸಿಂಹವಾಹಿನಿ ತ್ರಿಶೂಲ ಧಾರಿಣಿ ಅಂಬೆ ಭವಾನಿ ಮಾ ಧಾರಿಣಿ ಅಂಬೆ ಭವಾನಿ ಮಾ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಜನನಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಜನನಿ ಪರ್ತಿ ನಿವಾಸಿನಿ ಮಾ ಜಯ ಜಯ ಜನನಿ ಸಾಯಿ ಜನನಿ ಪರ್ತಿ ನಿವಾಸಿನಿ ಮಾ
ಸಾಯಿ ಕಹೋ
ನಂದ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಹೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹೇ ಅನಂದ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಮೋಹನ ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಮೋಹನ ಮುರಳೀಧರ ಶ್ಯಾಮ ಗೋಪಾಲ ಹೇ ಗೋವಿಂದ ಹೇ ಅನಂದ ನಂದ ಗೋಪಾಲ
साई बाबा जी की
जय।